All right, back on a post game. Casper's got a story for us. Go.
Yes. Okay, so it's crunch time, wedding's coming up, and I noticed that, I don't know, like it started last weekend. All of a sudden, every time I try to go to sleep, mm-hmm. my mind starts racing specifically about the wedding, and I think about all the different things that could possibly go wrong, mm-hmm. right? So I'll give you an example from last night. Last night I started thinking about how we're both writing our own vows. Christian loves inappropriate jokes. I really don't want him to tell an inappropriate joke during the vows. And so I was like,
oh, come on, so do it, Christian. So do it.
So I was thinking about all the different.
Please believe me.
All the different inappropriate jokes he can tell, and like, how am I gonna like warn him against doing that if he pushes back? Like, how do I like, I don't know, convince him not to? Anyway,
can you imagine if he ends the vows this way?
That's the fight. That's the key. That's everything.
So, and then I also thought about the fact that, and I didn't plan it this way, it just happened. Literally no one in our wedding party is Armenian, and there are so many Armenian components to this wedding, like traditional Armenian components, and they've never heard Armenian music, they've never danced to Armenian music. And so in the reception, we're going to do like the, yeah, I got to like send them videos to show them what
you
Armenian
music
is. You
want me to do an explanatory video for them?
Yeah, do it. It's pretty right. Yeah, it's good. So anyway, these are all nonsense thoughts that I wish didn't cloud my mind when I'm trying to sleep because it keeps me up.
Rabbuna, Rabbuna, Rabbuna.
It's only a little off.
Yeah, a little, seriously. Okay, so I was talking about this with my manager, and he was like, oh, I got the perfect solution for you. You need meditation. And I've done yoga, and in the end of yoga, there's, you know, a 10-minute period where, shavasana, that's what it's called, where you like lay there and you meditate, but you're not listening to anything. It's just silence, and you just focus on your breathing, and, you know, you're supposed to relax. So I'm in favor of that kind of meditation, but he sent me some podcasts to listen to. And I downloaded them, kept them on my phone for months. This was a long time ago, by the way. And then he brought it up again when I was telling him about all this wedding stuff. And I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to listen to it. So two nights ago, Christian's all of a sudden really into meditation. He was doing it for like a few weeks before I started. And he loved it. So he's like, why don't we do this together? I listen in my earphones. You listen to yours. I'm like, okay, fine. So I started laughing. I thought it was stupid. I couldn't concentrate. You're not supposed to concentrate. You're supposed to relax, but it's hard to relax when this is what you hear.
Welcome to this relaxation and well-being recording. My name is Glenn Harrell.
Oh, I don't want to put him.
And I'm going to guide you into a deep state of relaxation.
Sorry, Glenn. Okay.
So just allow this time for yourself to completely let go and to go inside so that you can empower yourself.
Okay.
You must on no account listen whilst driving. The best place to listen is lying down on a bed or a couch at a time when you won't be disturbed.
Okay. So that's the beginning, and you're thinking like, okay, he's chatty in the beginning to like let you know what kind of environment you need to be in. I'm gonna forward this to 20 minutes.
My inner strength grows stronger all the time.
Do you hear it?
Yeah. Has he gotten lower?
Kind of, but
I believe in myself.
Don't do that.
What was that?
I believe in myself.
I believe in myself.
I believe in myself.
I can't do it. I can't do it. Like, that does not relax me. It like drives me crazy. So he has like this technique of going, I believe in myself. I believe in myself. And I'm feeling like, okay, I think I might be able to fall asleep now. And then all of a sudden it's like, I believe in myself. And it's like, just shut up. I do not want to hear this anymore. So I took the earphones off and I caved, man. I'm like at a point now where my sleep is so disturbed by all these thoughts that I have that I'm taking ZQL. I take half a dose of ZQL at night. And like,
I don't know what that is.
ZQL is basically NyQuil, which knocks everyone out. Without the stuff that helps you with coughs and like cold symptoms. It's just literally meant to help you sleep.
I'm super against all sorts of drugs, but yeah. But I come at that from a privileged position because I don't have trouble sleeping,
yeah.
I don't have pain, yada yada. But I will admit that when I'm sick, and I take NyQuil and it knocks me the fuck out.
Oh, it feels so good.
Yeah. It does. Yeah, you wake up and you're like, oh man, oh, that was a wonderfully undisturbed sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so good. I believe in myself. I believe in myself. I believe in myself.
So I'm sure there are other ways of meditating that would work, and I just have to like discover what that is, but that's not right for me. Like, it's just,
Everybody's different, right? So one day my dick friends found a tape in my dad's car when I was driving and they were in the car with me called Going for Baroque, okay?
Uh-huh.
And it's like this, you know, motivational guy, and you're supposed to say it with him, and your voice gets recorded. So he says, like, I believe in myself. Then you hear my dad going, I believe in myself, right? And you're like, and they wouldn't.
That's so cute.
It is. That's because my dad's awesome.
Yeah.
And, you know, and hey, it worked, right?
Yeah,
he was successful. But, you know, my 18-year-old, 17-year-old friends at the time were like, going for Baroque, right? But everybody's different. Some people love the Tony Robbins. Some people hate Tony Robbins.
Yeah.
And look, again, I come at it from a privileged position. I know it sounds funny to say that, but I'm like, I already got it, right? Like, but that's because I already got, as my son says, lucky me. You know, lucky me, I already feel confident. So I don't need someone to tell me to feel confident. I find it goofy and a waste of time.
Yeah.
That's
I found it goofy. And I apologize. I really didn't want you guys to know the name of the person who does that, because I'm not trying to put him down. I know that what he does works for a lot of people. It just doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
So nothing against him and nothing against people who enjoy this. It just didn't work for me. And I don't know. I think that what I'm experiencing right now is temporary, because once the wedding's over, it's over. What's there to think about? You know?
Oh, okay. By the way, good news. Hmm. It turns out I'm not going on that business trip the morning after your wedding.
Thanks God.
Yes.
Thanks God.
So there will be even more alcohol consumed.
And good.
Yes. And even more.
Rabbuna, Rabbuna, Rabbuna.
You have to prepare. You have to prepare a short speech for the ceremony.
Oh, now I'm stressed out.
I've literally written out six pages of instructions and what people can expect for the ceremonies. Because there's a traditional Armenian ceremony that takes place at my mom's house or my parents' house prior to the actual wedding ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to be at that. So don't worry about that.
No, I mean, I don't know. If I'm invited, sure, why not?
Do you want to come?
I don't know. Maybe
it's like the Zurna thing. So.
Oh, double Zurna.
There's going to be an Armenian band and all this stuff. I love that tradition. And I didn't want to like let go of it simply because I was marrying a non-Armenian. But I'm not going to lie. I'm super, super nervous about some of the more closed-minded Armenians and like what they're gonna, I shouldn't care what they think, but I care what they think.
That there's no Armenians in the wedding party and me and the whole thing.
No, I'm not worried about you at all.
Uh-huh.
I'm more worried about, there are no family members of mine in the wedding party. They're all like my friends. You know, Irina's a bridesmaid.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
So I didn't know that.
It's all. All people that I feel close to, and I want them to be part of the wedding. And
that's interesting, because there's more of you here, because the Turks in America that I know gave up a long time ago. So what I mean by that is, like, in a Turkish wedding, if there's no Turks in the wedding party, I think in my cohort, people would find that the most normal thing in the world.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, nobody would raise an eyebrow. They wouldn't even notice it.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, because we're such a minority that, like, I'm sure that there's a lot of more newer immigrants from Turkey who don't feel that way at all.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's bigger Turkish communities in New Jersey and New York. And I'm sure that they are more insular. So if all of a sudden their daughter was getting married and there was no Turks in the wedding party, they might be like, what is this? What is this? Right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But at least when we grew up, I mean, we were surrounded by all kinds of different immigrants and not a lot of Turks. So we were like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, Armenians are super insular, especially in Los Angeles, because there is a large community. And keep in mind, like, I've broken every single cultural norm within the Armenian community. So I don't know. I just, it's interesting because people say, oh, I know it's a stressful thing to plan, but it's a day when you get all the people you love together in one room to celebrate with you. And for me, it's actually a mix of all the people I love and appreciate and all the people that I know have been judging me and looking down at me my entire life.
Like, I'm sure that some of that is real. I'm also sure that some of it is in your head. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Like, a lot of the Turkish kids, they thought that they were being judged against the other Turkish kids. So in their heads, they were competing with me or Kenan or whoever else, right? But it turns out that competition was fake. That wasn't real. Like, I wasn't competing against the other kids. Mm-hmm. But I never even thought about them, right? And so some of it is totally imaginary.
Yeah.
And you stress yourself out over it for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
And look, I was lucky because we did a destination wedding, which is, yeah, kind of a pain in the ass. And yes, that, because of that, you and Jesus and JR couldn't make it, mm-hmm. which was a shame. I would have loved to have you guys be there. But it costs money to go to Miami. We stayed at a questionable hotel because Michael Schur and Ben Mankins wouldn't stay at it. Okay.
But they're a little bougie.
They're a little bougie, yeah. But to be fair to them, the ceiling did collapse in on one of the guests. It's literal. It's literal. Okay. But what it did do was it weeded out everyone who was coming because of obligation and this and that.
Yeah.
And it was a hardcore love fest.
Like, yeah,
all,
yeah.
All the people that loved us and we loved them, and it was great. My only regret is that I drank a little too much.
Yeah.
And so did Wendy. So, because I wish I would have been around, because the whole wedding was great and we missed a good chunk of it because we were just too drunk.
You know what, though? At least you have fond memories of it, and for the most part, it went smoothly, and that's great. Yeah. You know, one of my aunts, when she got married, on her wedding day during the reception, two Armenian guys broke out in a literal physical fight, which then turned into a huge brawl. And so there were like two groups of people like punching each other. I remember it because I was a little kid and I was like shocked at what was happening. And so every time I get really stressed out about the wedding, I just think about what happened to my aunt. And I'm like, that's unlikely to happen to me. So it's going to be fine.
Okay. Everything's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Guys. Look, there's always drama within immigrant communities. I'll even leave out the race of the story I'm about to tell because it's so drama laden. I wouldn't want anybody to figure out who it was. One of our friends was dating a guy, and he was also kind of a distant friend of ours. And, you know, they were getting a little serious, but then she caught him having sex with her aunt.
Whoa.
Damn. Okay. And all the guys were like, oh, I can't believe you did that. High five. So, yeah, when it comes to families and tight-knit immigrant communities, there's a lot of drums.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'll end it on meditation. I can't meditate because it immediately leads to sleep. So, like, if I'm
so
trying
lucky.
To, I know, I have two, lucky
yes,
me, right?
Yes.
It's like, if I'm, like, trying to meditate, whether I'm sitting or I'm lying down, I'm like, I don't say anything. I just try to let my mind drift.
Yeah.
But for the purpose of this, so that there's something to say, I'll say om, okay? God. Like 30 seconds or less.
Yeah.
So I can't ever meditate. It immediately leads to sleep.
So lucky. Good for you.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Lucky me. All right, guys. Much love. Aggressive Progressive is coming up for all you members, and we'll see you tomorrow.